Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This year and next, there will be early voting in New York State, but there's an issue with it.
Joe Avalar joins us now. Joe, we understand there may not be enough money to open as many polling sites in New York State as local boards of election might want?
No, Steve. Today there is not. The state's Division of Budget sitting on 80% of the funding for the training, staffing, and opening of all the early voting sites that local county board of elections had wanted. Let's go back a little bit on this. State lawmakers agreed that 9 days before Election Day this year and next year, and next year's presidential primary, specific early polling sites will be open for voting, and they'll remain open through the Sunday before Election Day. The state lawmakers and the governor approved $10 million to train staff and open those early voting sites. And New York County has planned to open 245 early polling sites, 100 more than the minimum required. But this week, the state's Division of Budget only approved 20% of the money for them. Now, the budget office's complaint, according to the state's commissioner of the Board of Elections, Doug Kellner, well, he says,
it would favor some counties over other counties. Of course, that was exactly the intention of the state board commissioners in adopting this proposal, was that counties that did more than the minimum required by the law would get additional funding.
He says the shortfall in funds will reduce the number of early voting sites in New York State or cost counties and municipalities a lot more money.
So, Joe, is this decision set in stone?
Apparently, there's been enough of an uproar that the State Division of Budget's rethinking its position and now apparently says it will release the remainder of the money maybe next week. But they haven't formally spoken to the Board of Elections about this or to us yet, so we'll see.
All right. Thank you, Joe. WCBS's Joe Avalar.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.